tight end.
Case, do you feel like the offense lost any momentum after the Dalvin Cook injury?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, you never like to see a guy go down, especially something like that. I think we all kind of, you know, it's not something fun. I mean, we all sat there and, you know, said a little prayer for him and hoped the best, you know. But, you know, that's something that you practice dealing with setbacks, you know, whatever it is. You know, you just have to play the next play. That's you know, kind of what we said on the sideline, that no matter what happens, just play the next play. Keep playing the next play. So, you know, hope he's okay, though.
Why was it hard for the offense to find a rhythm so early in the game?
I don't know. There's, you know, a lot of little things. You know, whether it's turnovers, whether, you know, for me, just, you know, not finding the right guy at the right time. You know, it seemed like we'd get going and then just kind of puttered out. And, you know, something we got to look at on film. I think third down conversions, one, you know, that we've got to be better on third down. We've got to be better in crucial situations. You know, so that's, you know, that's one thing. Yeah, no, that was totally on me. You know, I thought I saw something and got fooled. Changed the protection to the wrong protection, and you know, they I got fooled, and you know, that's huge play in the game, obviously, and you know, that's one I want back. I'm gonna learn from it, you know, get better from it, and you know, because we got a great team that we gotta face this Monday night, so and I'm gonna watch it, learn from it, but. You know, that one, I'm kicking myself for that one, because that was all on me. I mean, that wasn't a breakdown of protection. That was something I called and changed the play, you know, changed the protection too. And so the offensive line did a great job protecting all night. And it's unfortunate that, you know, that play, you know, that it happened at that point in time. But, you know, that's one I want back.
Hey, you're looking at the stats. You're even better than what you.
Yeah, we did. You know, you can't give Stafford that many extra, you know, chances with the football. And the fact that our defense played, you know, held them to 14 points, and, you know, we turned it over that many times, they played really, really well tonight. And it's unfortunate that, you know, that we couldn't back them up and go score and win the ball game. Yeah, I mean, you got to give, you know, Detroit credit. They did a good job schemes wise. I feel like we left offense out there though. Whether it's me not seeing it, you know, not getting the ball in the right places to guys. You know, obviously the turnovers, and then third down conversions. You know, the combination of those things, you know, make it hard to win a football game. No, I haven't.
Rudolph didn't catch your ball, so I think the fourth quarter they had him covered pretty good. Or what was the reason he wasn't?
You know, just a tick off with Rudy. You know, we had a few balls there that I just got to give that guy a chance. And as you can see from a couple of those ones down the stretch that he made. Plays that he made, I got to put balls, you know, put it in his direction and give him a chance. When I give him a chance, he makes some big plays. So, you know, he's a guy I wish I'd gone to on that last third down there, that third and three. You know, he's an incredible player, and I need to look for him more.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman talked about this official. They claimed that two or three years. Pass receivers should have been called for interference. They furthermore said that these officials had the fewest penalties called of any group in the league. I know you can't rip the officials, but
Yeah, I mean, those are unfortunate breaks. You know, we can't ever count on the officials bailing us out. We've got to make plays. Whatever it is, I need to, you know, we still need to be better on third downs. There's a lot of areas where we can work on, and we can't count on being bailed out by officials.
Last couple, Case.
That fourth and short where you guys used a couple of timeouts on there, Coach Zimmer said there was miscommunication. What happened on that play?
Yeah, the headsets were kind of a little flaky there for a few plays. Still, that's not an excuse. That's another time where, you know, you look at first and second down there. I think that there was a play that we had both Diggs and Adam rolling, and you know, I wish I'd had that play back too. So, you know, just little things here and there that we can clean up, that we can do better, you know, and put ourselves in a better chance to win. No, the headsets were kind of going in and out, and you know, just for a couple plays there, we weren't able to communicate as well as we would like to.
Case, I know it's always next man up, but if there is a chance that Dalvin's going for some time, how much does that play into what you're trying to do on the offense and the running game's not there with the passing game?
You know, you have to ask Pat on some of that stuff, but I mean, I trust all of our backs. Whether it's Tavius, Jet, any of those guys, CJ, I think they do a great job. So they're all on the same page. They're all in the same meetings and do a great job with, you know, blitz protections as well as running the ball. So, yeah, I've got 100% faith in Latavius and the rest of those guys.
Last